The circuit-riding preacher used to ride across the land with a rifle on his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail.
Good Memorial Day evening and welcome to Living by the Sword with Pastor Sam and the Gospel Gunslingers on this hallowed evening where we customarily remember the fallen, those soldiers who fought and died for liberty, the liberty of America and the liberty of the world. As I drive around this great nation, I see some familiar places. A reasonable person would come around the corner and say, wow, that place is still there. That park, that restaurant, that house I worked on and made beautiful. But my amazement is different after so many years. In exile, I am amazed that it was ever there. During my exile, all of America seemed as a dream. As we remember the fallen tonight, we're going to cover the life and legacy of Johnny Rowland, that handgun hot rodder and a gospel gunslinger if there ever was one. We'll cover Joe Biden, who may not have buried completely the U.S. dollar, but he sure buried the dollar store. On the subject of rebuilding the old waste places, we'll cover this verse from Galatians. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. I would not say that Torben Sondergaard is doing that, but he's in danger of it as he flirts with the church. All that and some fantastic tunes from rock legend Tina Turner. Let's crank it up with We Don't Need Another Hero from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
We don't need to know the way.
We're the children that were left behind, sings Tina. I say yes, and hero and gospel gunslinger Johnny Rowland has gone on to be with the Lord. One of his wishes was that we would get his guns and ammunition in production in Latin America to help the rise of these new countries where freedom is budding. I'll let you hear that in your own words. These are clips from the Living by the Sword Week 90 program broadcast May 27th, 2024. The original interview and all of Johnny's songs that I played, his beautiful gospel songs where he plays the keyboard and sings to the Lord, is in Week 16 broadcast December 26th, 2022. You can find those in the archives at gospelgunslingers.com. A little secret, the triple shots that we hear so often on the Living by the Sword program are Johnny's shots from his 460 Roland pistol. I've got one right here just like it. This is the Special Operator's pistol. It's the 5th Special Forces Commemorative Edition, put together by the Green Beret himself. I'm going to tweet a picture of this pistol. It can actually be had right now. It's got custom grips with the De Oppresso Liber. That's the Latin motto of U.S. Army Special Forces, liberate the oppressed. This pistol is such a beauty. I've had the opportunity to show it this weekend. It can be had if you like. Just send a message at 460roland.com, Roland with a W, or send me a message at gospelgunslingers.com. It's $3,900, and in the case, it's in a wooden case. It's a 6-inch long slide 1911 Colt government model. It will fire 45 ACP and the 460 Roland Magnum cartridge with no compensator out of the 6-inch barrel. Of course, it comes with an extra length, extra barrel, over length, threaded. That barrel has a compensator on it, but it could be used with a suppressor as well. And with Johnny Roland's 290 grain subsonic whisper round, you would be hard-pressed to find a harder-hitting suppressed pistol caliber. Be sure and check the Gospel Gunslinger's Twitter for a pic of this, and think about putting in your offer on it before it's too late. It is definitely a one-of-a-kind piece. Sat in the shop and watched the Green Beret hand-fit the barrel bushing engraved on the left side of the slide in a red cursive, that others may remain free. Friends, that's why we snoop and poop. That's why we have special operators. Okay, I'm going to stop playing with this pretty girl and put her back in the case. I'll let you hear the safety and custom trigger click one more time before we go out to Johnny Rowland's interview with me, telling what he'd like to do, expanding the free world into Latin America. Certain nations are getting very serious in recent years about fighting crime. Israel for one, and El Salvador for another in our own continent, also Mexico, and the U.S. government under Trump. When the righteous enter into a political government, justice comes with them. Police forces must be purged of scoundrels, and they become far more professional. They begin to look how to revolutionize their training, revolutionize their combatives, and modernize their equipment as much as possible. A good example is El Salvador's recent acquisition of U.S.-made Puma and Raven drones, unmanned aerial observation vehicles. Those were donated by the U.S. government. Thank you, Uncle Sam, and U.S.-trained Admiral Francis Rene Marino Monroy, head of El Salvador's military, stated that this equipment will give his soldiers a tremendous boost in patrolling El Salvador's jungle borders. Perhaps El Salvador will also upgrade their service weapons to fire the 460 Roland and 960 Roland cartridges, giving them a tremendous advantage over criminal elements. I have to interject here to tell you a little bit more about how awesome the 460 Roland cartridge is. First of all, you can fire it out of your existing guns. Glocks, Smith & Wesson, 1911 series government model type pistols can be easily modified to fire the 460 Roland cartridge. Out of a 5-inch pistol barrel, it's got the same energy as a 5.56mm rifle round out of a rifle barrel, but with far more momentum for an instantaneous one-shot stop to drop a determined, drug-crazed, or demonized assailant. Johnny Rowland also developed an AR conversion kit for your Armalite 15 platform rifle.
out of even a short carbine-length barrel, the energy of the projectile is greater than that of 5.56 millimeter, and the momentum is far greater. If you have a select fire receiver, you can go to full auto and blow a hole large enough to walk through in a cinder block wall. When entering a favela on a counterinsurgency operation, it's important to not step through doorways. How much easier is it to just use your 460 Roland AR-15 and blow a hole in the cinder block wall than to bring in an explosive demolition team? A broad array of 9mm service weapons can be converted to 960 Roland, giving the officials of your nation 357 Magnum firepower out of the much easier to handle and shoot semi-automatic pistol platform. And just as with the larger 460 Roland, you don't have to buy new pistols. In many cases, your existing pistols can be retrofitted to fire 960 Roland with no reduction in ammunition capacity. The father of these cartridges, gospel gunslinger Johnny Roland, came on the Living by the Sword show and told about his guns, about his history, and how much he would love an official invitation from a nation like El Salvador to come build his new factory to help establish justice, law, and order. The entire interview is on the December 26th, 2022 Living by the Sword show. Find the archives at gospelgunslingers.com. Johnny Roland stating that he'd be happy to make his guns and ammunition in El Salvador or any other nation that's seriously fighting crime, is building justice, and is on the side of right. Here's Johnny.
Whatever we can do, if someone's interested in one of the Latin American countries, would be happy to get our own guns and ammunition in production there. Just contact them, because freedom is under attack everywhere in the world today. And that's really what it's about. And again, Paul did so well worldwide simply because it's been several years since I had brought records of time, email, et cetera, recording. And this one really broke down some walls because of the message. And then, my song just thunder. That song about a call to action for people who want self-determination. We are people of faith. We are. And if I tell people on a regular basis, if you don't have a spiritual aspect in your time, because this is a spiritual struggle, good versus evil.
Johnny, let me just read from your lyrics here. This is from Distant Thunder. Let's take back our home. That's what you say.
Yes.
You're encouraging the people of the Americas to be free again, and even in the United States, which has been the beacon of freedom for generations, but if it were still today, then I would be able to live there and hunt deer in the U.S. of A. and not have to be out crawling the woods. You know, it's a little crazy in Mexico. You could be sitting in your deer stand up rolls the truck and the cartel gunmen get out, and a feller might just climb down and say to himself, I'm on airborne, shuffle on out of here. You can become the hunted very quickly. So it's time to take back our home. And then you say, we'll once again have liberty. We'll once again have liberty. And this is my message to the world. And I just want you to hear out there that there's a lot of gospel gunslingers like Johnny Roland, like Pastor Sam, that are willing, that have skin in the game. We're going to take back our liberty. And then you talk about the Word of God. We've turned away from His righteous cause. And this is the real problem. It's a spiritual problem, as you said, Johnny, that nation after nation has turned away from the Lord God Almighty, and we need to come back to God.
Well, right now, the United States is using the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire study guide. The Lord easily could have told David, that David, stand back, son, I'm going to hit that dot with a bolt of lightning. No, David had to go through the motions. He had to do it. He had to demonstrate courage and faith and skill and resolve, as do we.
He had to stand up with a sling and a stone and go out there and face that monster, face that ogre.
Right.
And then when he stood up, pretty soon, he was taking over his weapons and armor and took off his head. And this is where we're at today, Johnny. It's where we're at today. The people of the Americas, we're small and we're despised. David said, I'm lightly esteemed. But if we stand up, then the Lord will help us. And pretty soon, we're going to go out like Pancho Villa with the very best weapons available to confront evil. God willing. God help us. Thanks for coming, Johnny.
Well, thank you, Ben. Real pleasure being with you. Whatever we can do, if someone's interested in one of the Latin American countries, we'd be happy to get our own guns and ammunition and production there. Just contact Sam. And again, thank you so much for having me on.
God bless you, Johnny. Thanks for all you do.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zips attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love?
Expected that amongst other catastrophes, Joe Biden would annihilate, what he would totally kill the dollar during his nightmare presidency. Thankfully, this was not completed, but he did destroy the dollar store. Let's cover that before the break because we've got some very important Bible issues to get into in the bottom of the hour. I'll tell what I've experienced personally on this issue, but first let's start with an LA Times article from a couple months ago. Dollar Tree is selling Family Dollar to a pair of private equity firms for $1 billion after a decade of trying to make its acquisition of the bargain chain fit. Last year, Dollar Tree announced that it planned to close hundreds of Family Dollar stores. Bargain chains like Dollar Tree, which have raised some of their prices in recent years, are finding that they have little room to maneuver. Americans have tightened their spending as consumer confidence in the economy slides. I want to tell you what I have observed, that there are stores badged both Dollar Tree and Family Dollar. What? Everything in there is not a dollar, as used to be advertised. The base item rate is now $1.25, $1.25, and many items exceed that. The article winds down naming several issues to fix at Family Dollar, including pricing that isn't as sharp as many of its rivals and a customer base that isn't as loyal. I can confirm that those are both facts. When you walk into Family Dollar, you're never quite sure what you're going to pay. Even though it started a long time ago, I see Dollar Tree's acquisition of Family Dollar as their escape from flat rate pricing for every item in the store. An escape that may prove crucial to Dollar Tree's survival after so many years of bite inflation. Only a year ago, the LA Times also reported that dozens of recently closed 99-cents-only stores across the Southland could reopen with another bargain retailer's logo outside, Dollar Tree. One of the things that's really been a shock for me being back in the USA is how much the price has gone up on absolutely everything, and now it has touched even Dollar Tree. I think that Dollar Tree, like the pawnbroker industry, will do well in austere times. But in these years of inflation and political limbo, it has been a struggle for them to survive and to stay on the map. In the end, they have acknowledged inflation. Meanwhile, El Salvador leads with the lowest inflation in Central America, so says Dinero.com.sv. Let's read. El Salvador ranked as the country with the lowest inflation in Central America and the Dominican Republic in January 2025, with an interannual rate of only 0.31%, according to data from the SEC-MCA. This figure reflects price stability in the country, which favors the purchasing power of Salvadorans. I'll comment that this is absolutely the fact. I feel bad. I feel guilty being back in the USA for complaining about any high prices in El Salvador. It's true, the cost of living and of many basic goods is far higher than, for example, Mexico. But compared to commodities in the USA, El Salvador is surprisingly low. I'm sure a big part of that is the Biden minimum wage increases, which have plagued the price of everything in the USA, and El Salvador still has cheap labor. Their minimum wage is also increasing, but not astronomically like in the United States, which contributes to a rising cost of absolutely everything. The price stability in El Salvador is so constant that leftist outlets like El Salvador now are struggling to find a way to spin this simple fact of constancy and price stability. Okay, let's go into a break with another Tina Turner. This will be the last one from the Beyond Thunderdome soundtrack. It's called One of the Living. Just like El Salvador's economy, their neighbor nation's economies are not exactly still registering a pulse.
Thank you.
wanted, young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18, must be expert horsemen willing to risk death daily, orphans preferred. That was the text of the old Pony Express ad pasted to signposts in St. Joseph, Missouri. Such were the pioneers that made our nation great, from sea to shining sea. Today, also, God is looking for a few good men. He's looking for a few pistol-packing mamas. And I invite you to be among that number, to support your local gunfighter, to help us to broadcast. I want to be your pastor, and I want to be your missionary. Send me a prayer request. Send me a letter. Send me a dollar. You can also do it online at gospelgunslingers.com. Tell me your thoughts that you would like broadcast on the airwaves all the way to Antarctica. My mailing address is Pastor Sam Honnold, H-O-N-N-O-L-D, 7107 South Yale Avenue, number 434, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74136, USA. Let's be brothers in arms. I covet your friendship. Let's be fellow soldiers struggling for our free hemisphere. I cannot be out here on the cutting edge without you. I'm a refugee. I have left all. I am on the front lines, and like the United States military, for every soldier out shooting his gun, even a soldier who's not elite, even a soldier who's not on the cutting edge, have 17 soldiers behind him, cooking, loading trucks, driving trucks, flying planes, fueling vehicles. The apostle writes of the support structure in the Lord's army when he says, "Who goeth a warfare any time at his own charges?" In 1 Corinthians 9:7, the apostle is stating that the soldier on the front lines needs his brothers and sisters behind him. Would you do that for your brother Sam? Would you help me to stay on the air? Would you write out an envelope, write me a note, put in a few colones or quetzales, some Mexican or Argentine pesos or any of the pesos of the world, or send me some American dollars while they're still worth something? Someday, very soon, they won't be. But above all, I want your inscription. I want your enlistment. I want you to take up the sword. Take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and take up the sword. Uncle Sam and the Gospel Gunslingers want you. Orphans Preferred.
Welcome back to the Living by the Sword radio show with Pastor Sam and the Gospel Gunslingers, broadcasting to the USA and Canada on the world-famous WBCQ 7.490 megahertz and to the Caribbean Isles of the Sea and all of Latin America on Radio Miami International WRMI 9.955 megahertz. I have begun to run the gun show circuit in the United States of America. I've always loved gun shows and the culture around them, the display of liberty, rank, and raucous. Unapologetic, confrontationally so. God bless America. The lefty liberals need to learn, like the Nancy Street vendor in El Salvador, that if they walk up and touch us, they will find pushback. Just as William Shakespeare famously wrote, "Like answereth like, and measure for measure." Sometimes the response is out of measure, but I like going to the gun shows, sitting in a booth, representing 460 Roland, getting on the PA system, opening the meeting in prayer, covering the event with the blood of Jesus, rebuking all accidents and all infiltrations. Yesterday, a young Chicano entered and attempted to steal a gun. Busted and cuffed, awaiting the arrival of law enforcement, that young fellow sprang to his feet out the door, leading a foot race across Oklahoma. Other Hispanics were perfect gentlemen and proved themselves to be worthy inheritors of our American ideals. A couple weeks ago, though, I was at another show, and these two tattooed great big galoots walked in, bald-headed Morenos. They look like a tag team of sumo wrestlers. These guys were 350-pounders and just nasty in every possible way. Before I tell you what happened with those two obvious infiltrators, let's hear what the Vice President of El Salvador said about their state of exception. This is Dr. Felix Ulloa, the Vice President of the Republic of El Salvador. El Salvador seeks to reduce the margin of error of the state of exception. That is the martial law that is still in function 3 years later in El Salvador. This is from El Salvador Info. In a recent interview with the French magazine Le Grand Continent, Ulloa stated that the government is working to reduce the margin of error in its arrest procedures, acknowledging that some mistakes have occurred, but asserting that the overall response remains successful. Ulloa noted that more than 85,000 people have been arrested since the state of emergency began in 2022, and 7,000 had been released, an 8.2% margin of error. He highlighted that the government has implemented new protocols to avoid wrongful detentions, particularly targeting young individuals based solely on tattoos or appearance. Vice President Ulloa stated that, "We are not going to arrest any young person who walks around with a tattoo," reinforcing that the government is correcting past missteps in the handling of arrests, including those involving human rights violations by police or military personnel. Despite these challenges, the vice president referred to the ongoing initiative as a success, citing the homicide rate's decrease to just 1.9 per 100,000 inhabitants as evidence of its positive impact. However, human rights groups have raised concerns about the process. I'll stop there and save you all the whining and pillow biting. It's really nauseous. Returning to my narrative at the Iowa Gun Show, I have to say that I was shocked and stunned. I was speechless and stood with mouth agape at these two pelones, hulking, obvious ne'er-do-goods. I recalled the line in the original Expendables, "You let two obvious professionals walk right in here?" Not only did these two hoodlums walk right into the gun show, not only were they received amicably, they walked right over to the table with the grenade launchers and pyrotechnical powders. A guy can make his own fireworks in the U.S. and smoke generators, and I guess that's all great. And the ownership of 40-millimeter grenade launchers by civilians is prohibited, but you can buy 37-millimeter grenade launchers over the counter, as well as a variety of smoke-generating and irritant munitions like tear gas. It's also legal to buy empty casings, but these guys were standing right there with all their tattoos discussing filling the empty casing with pyrotechnic powders to create a destructive device prohibited under Iowa law. Hence occurred for me the culture shock, because in El Salvador, a guy like that doesn't even need to step over the line any further. It is understood that when he committed his first murder to earn the ink of his first membership tattoo in a criminal organization, he confessed that he was guilty of that crime. He made his criminal history a point of pride and open knowledge for himself, his homies, and the world. In El Salvador, that guy is grabbed right off the street, right out of the show, right out of the market, and taken away. He would do 20 years in the SECOT for gang membership, and his girlfriend or his tattoo-free homie might do 10 or 20 years for criminal association. Sayonara, suckers. So even in the liberty culture of the gun show, there's still some pacifist Christianity that's going to put up with that stuff. So I have to continue to preach and to come against it every day. I have to continue to declare que merecen tales, what troublemakers like that deserve. They are addicts. They cannot function in a civilized society. All right, let's go out to a Tina Turner about addicts. Funny. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Her take on the Robert Palmer classic. Here it is. Elijah the prophet famously looked out over the valley of bones, dry bones of a mighty army of men long dead. Then the Spirit of the Lord asked the prophet in Ezekiel 37:3, he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. This exactly is the question that I've been pondering, and I wonder if Torben Sondergaard, in approaching the church all over again, is on a fool's errand, if he is intending to do as Brother Clate hated and refused, if he's intending to renew old wineskins. The words of the Lord Jesus are abundantly clear, that new wine ought to be put into new wineskins. The old ones, if new wine is applied, will just break, and the wine will be spilled. This is the question that I've been prayerfully pondering, and I asked a Panamanian missionary, I said, hey, look over there at that old Castle Dracula. It was an old Methodist stone church in his town. I said, can the Spirit of the Lord work in a place like that? What do you think? Can the Lord bring it back? He actually, and this is a man not given to excitement, not want to give knee-jerk reactions or a reply that is not well thought out. He actually guffawed and said, ha, in the Methodist Church. I was taken aback by this because it was so unlike him. This man is the only survivor that I know that was in Tulsa during the 1970s, the great days of revival and of the restless ribbon, the struggle of darkness and light, and here not less than 55 years later, he's still in the faith and has never left it. This is a patient man, but his response was clear and instantaneous. No way those bones can live. No way the Lord would raise up those stones burned with fire. The context of our conversation was that we had been discussing Amos and the Lord sending his servants to rebuild the old waste places and the desolations that had been destroyed. His answer was a clear no, and that's really what I needed as I was praying this out. Finally, the word of the Lord came to us, and it is this. Galatians 2:18, here is what Paul the Apostle, who tore down so much of the religiosity of his day, here's what he says. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Wow. If I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. You see, Paul could have reintegrated into the systems of religion of his day. Had he done that, the persecution would have ceased. The lack, the snake bites, the shipwrecks, the dangers from false brothers. And it is so important that Paul stood up on this point because everyone else was carried away with the dissimulation. Even the 11, even the 3, Peter, James, and John, even Barnabas, who went to get Saul because he knew that the 11 needed a reformation. It's here in Galatians 2:13, and the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly, I'll summarize, he rebukes Peter. In verse 11, the Bible gives its own summary of what happened between apostles Paul and Peter. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. Paul reminds the world that now that he's rebuking them all, that Peter, James, and John gave to him and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship. That's in verse 9. And at the same time, he says in verse 5, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. So he says that he did not obey the 11, or even the 3, or even Peter, because they were wrong. They were going along with the religious systems of this world. Then 3 times he calls those pillars posers, using the word seemed. 3 times here in Galatians 2. That's the English rendition of the Greek dokeo, Strong's number 1380. It's 3 times. But of these who seemed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. God accepteth no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. Verse 9, and when James, Cephas, that is Peter, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace. Ha ha, wow. They were esteemed, they were reputed to be pillars in the faith, but Paul the Apostle confronts them for being weak in the knees. And that is what the Panama missionary did when he guffawed, when he scoffed and said, no, sir, that old wineskin cannot live again. So, Torben Sondergaard, this is the word of the Lord for you. You make friends with the churches. You can hang out with the pastors. You can chill with Peter, James, and John. That's all cool. But if you rebuild that which you destroyed, you make yourself a transgressor. If they and their doctrine had gone into left field, if they had indeed erred, if you were indeed called by God to reprove them and bring correction, then I would advise you to continue to withstand them to the face. I would advise you to not be in subjection to them, no, not for 1 hour. On this Memorial Day, let us covenant before God not to rebuild what we destroyed, not to be transgressors, not to make peace with the drug dealers and the tattooed murderers. Let us remember the fallen. Let us remember those who bled and died to make America the great place and the beacon of light that it is in the world. Let us have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather to expose them. Let us remember that America is not a dream. It is a real place that our forefathers built with their blood. Our liberty was won with the blood of our finest sons. And what does Paul say of the gainsayers? They came in privily to spy out our liberty, to bring us again unto a yoke of bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection. No, not for an hour. Go and do likewise. Resist to your dying day, as did gospel gunslinger Johnny Rowland. It's time for me to return to Latin America to seek out the lost, to help the nation of El Salvador, a free republic, to pull itself up by its bootstraps. Let's wind down with one more romantic Tina Turner for the Pelirroja. Until next week, God bless you all.
My heart's on fire. You come to me, wild and wild. You come to me,
a circuit riding preacher used to ride across the land with a rifle on his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail.
This has been the Living by the Sword radio program with Pastor Samuel Honnold, GospelGunslingers.com.